打开提摩太前书第四章，我们要跟大家一起看一到第五节。
Please turn your Bibles to First Timothy chapter 4. We'll be looking at verse 1 to verse 5.
提摩太前书第四章第一到第五节，圣灵明说，在后来的时候，必有人离弃真道，听从那引诱人的邪灵和魔鬼的道理，这是因为说谎之人的假冒。这等人的良心如同被热铁烙惯了一般，他们禁止嫁娶，又禁戒食物，就是神所造叫那信而明白真道的人感谢这领受的。凡神所造的物都是好的，若感谢领受，就没有一样可弃的，都因神的道和人的祈求成为了圣洁。
First Timothy 4:1. Now the Spirit expressly says that in later times some will depart from the faith by devoting themselves to deceitful spirits and teachings of demons, through the insincerity of liars whose consciences are seared, who forbid marriage and require abstinence from foods that God created to be received with thanksgiving by those who believe and know the truth. For everything created by God is good, and nothing is to be rejected if it is received with thanksgiving, for it is made holy by the word of God and prayer.
这段圣经很明显的很重要的一句话呢，就是在第一节，他说在后来必有人离弃真道。什么叫做离弃真道？
This passage is very clear, and a lot of the meaning lies in verse 1, where it says, now the Spirit expressly says that in later times some will depart from the faith. What does depart from the faith mean?
所以离弃就是离开放弃，真道就是那个真正的神的话。
So depart means to abandon, and the faith talks about God's word.
特别接下来他说，他离开放弃神的话，去听从什么魔鬼的道理。所以我们这段圣经是在讲异端。
Moreover, if you look at the second half of that verse, it says to depart or to abandon God's word and devote themselves to deceitful spirits and teachings of demons. What we're talking about here is apostasy.
所以异端的意思就是离开圣经的真理，离开神的话，离开我们的基本信仰。
This apostasy is to leave or abandon God's truth, abandon our faith.
所以真理教义 doctrine 是很重要的，神学非常重要。神学重要吗？
And so doctrine as we know it and theology is extremely important.
我们在年轻的时候，很多人说神学不重要，因为神学变来变去，大家听不清楚，只要信耶稣就可以了。
When I was younger, a lot of people said that theology is not important because theology continues to change and all you need is to have faith in Christ.
他说我们相信耶稣。
They say, no, we believe in Jesus.
像我问你，你相信的是什么耶稣？
But let me ask you, what Jesus do you believe in?
耶稣是怎么样的？
What's Jesus like?
所以可见基督论很重要。如果你相信错一个耶稣，你的基督论错，你是不可能得救的。
And so we see that Christology is extremely important. If you do not know the Christ, then you cannot be worshipping correctly.
所以我们知道信仰的中心，信仰的基础，神学非常的重要。
And so to understand the foundation of our faith, theology is extremely important.
教义非常的重要。
Doctrine is extremely important.
我们需要神学，我们需要明白我们到底信什么。
We need to understand theology, and we need to understand exactly what is it that we believe.
很多人就说，我只要信福音就好，福音是什么？
A lot of people will say, no, I just believe in the gospel, but what is the gospel?
今天很多人在传福音，他的福音是好消息，有钱当然是好消息。
A lot of people who preach the gospel today say that the gospel is good news because you can earn money.
只要你说，请问大家要不要赚钱？大家好，这是好消息，所以大家信。这样信主是不可能得救的。
So they might ask, well, who wants to be prosperous? Okay, we can be prosperous by believing in the gospel, but that gospel cannot save.
所以我们要知道我们真正的信仰的基础在哪里。你要知道你信什么。
So we need to understand what the foundations of our faith are. We need to understand what it is that we believe.
在这个我们发现很多人说我信耶稣我不读圣经我问你如果你不相信圣经的话你可以得救吗?
The curious comment is where people say, I believe in Jesus but I don't read the Bible.
如果你不相信圣经的话你怎么得救呢?
But if you don't believe in the Bible, how can you be saved?
所以我们来到这里提到特别说离弃真道这个真道呢在希腊文或者我们的英文圣经里面讲提到那个信心或者说那个信仰
Now when we talk about departing from the faith, the Bible in verse 1 says, depart from the faith.
所以我们必须要知道我们所信的是什么,我们真正的信仰是什么?
And so we need to understand what that faith is. What is that the foundation of that faith?
所以保罗就告诉提摩太,务要传道,他说 preach the word.
And so Paul tells Timothy to preach the word.
他说,所以我们发现作为牧师,作为教师呢,我们就是要传讲神的话。
And as pastors and as teachers, we need to be preaching the word of God.
主耶稣说要喂养我的羊。所以什么叫喂养呢? 当然不是只说我们带每个主日带草来给大家吃。我们是把神的话讲给大家听。
Jesus said, feed my sheep. What does he mean? Clearly he doesn't mean to bring grass every day to feed the sheep. But it is to feed the sheep with spiritual food.
所以我们在讲到 这个提摩太前书我们从第一章第一节讲起的时候呢，我们已经讲了好几个星期了。那么你会发现，一开始的时候，如果你打开提摩太前书第一章的时候呢，保罗说第三节说：“我往马其顿去的时候，曾劝你住在以弗所，好嘱咐那几个人不可传异教。”
Now we've been going through the book of 1 Timothy for some weeks now. And in verse 1, chapter 1 and verse 3, it says, As I urged you when I was going to Macedonia, says Paul to Timothy, remain at Ephesus so that you may charge certain persons not to teach any different doctrine.
你听到吗? Different doctrine, 异教,不同的。所以这个是异教,这个是不同的福音。所以保罗说这样的是必须受咒诅的。
And this different doctrine is heresy, is wrong doctrine.
所以我们必须要知道我们信仰什么,我们知道如果有人传不同的时候呢,我们就知道那个是错误的。
And if we know what it is that we believe in, and when we hear someone preaching something else, we know that they are preaching the wrong or a different doctrine.
所以这个保罗把提摩太留在以弗所,因为以弗所教会里面出现有一些人,假教师站起来,站在讲台里面,讲错误的信仰。
And so Paul leaves Timothy at the church of Ephesus, so that he can stop people who are teaching different doctrines.
你看第六节,他说有人偏离这些,反去讲虚浮的话,想要做教法师,却不明白自己所讲的和所论定的。
Speaking of these false teachers, Paul says in verse 6 and 7, Certain persons, by swerving from these, have wandered away into vain discussion, desiring to be teachers of the law without understanding either what they are saying or the things about which they make confident assertions.
Wandering away, 他们离开,他们游荡,他们已经不知道自己信仰什么。
Wandered away says that they have left the faith and they don't even know what it is they believe now.
你再看十九节,十九节这里他就说,他说要长存信心和无愧的良心,有人丢弃良心在真道上如同破坏的船一般。
And then look at verse 19 where it says, Holding faith and a good conscience, by rejecting this, some have made shipwreck of their faith.
一只船要向前走,它有方向。
A boat that goes on the sea has a direction.
破坏的船就是它已经随处漂流,有什么新的潮流来,有什么新的思想来,它就跟随,它没有方向。
But a boat that is shipwrecked or is damaged is tossed about by whatever wave that comes along and has no direction.
甚至保罗就在这里提到,这些人是谁?是许尼买和亚历山大。
Paul goes to the extent of identifying these people, saying they are Hymenaeus and Alexander.
保罗,很多人说保罗没有爱心,连名字也讲出来。如果你针对假师傅,传讲假道理,你一定要很勇敢地去指出来。
Some people might say Paul is unloving by even revealing who these people are. But if you're going against false teaching, you need to be bold to stand up against it.
所以一开始的时候，保罗告诉提摩太说，你们在这里有假师傅，他要指出那个假师傅，要指出那个假道理，也要提防你不准做这件事情。
And so right from the start, Paul tells Timothy, there are some amongst you, these two people who are teaching false doctrine, and you need to stop them from doing this.
所以你翻到我们今天的经文，今天的经文，如果你看他说四章第一节，他说圣灵明说，后来必有人离弃真道，离开放弃我们的信仰。
And so we come back to today's passage in verse 1 where it says, in later times some will depart from the faith.By devoting themselves to deceitful spirits.
但是我们教会呢，每一个教会呢，都不需要持守信仰。就是我们已经跟大家谈了，跟大家讲了好多次，就是在第三章第十四到第十五节，他说教会到底是什么呢？教会的目标，教会的责任是什么呢？教会的责任就是神真理的柱石和根基。
But Paul tells us that there is a different way that the church needs to function. And in chapter 3, in verse 15, he says, If I delay, that you may know how one ought to behave in the household of God, which is the church of the living God, a pillar and buttress of the truth.
所以我们教会呢，必须要高举真理，要坚持真理，要成为这个是指支柱，要成为真理的这个柱石，它的支柱，还有它的根基，它的 foundation.
And Paul tells us that as the church, we need to uphold the truth. We need to be the foundations of the truth.
所以在这边他就提出来说，到底假的道理是什么？
And so here he wants to say exactly what that false teaching is.
所以我们今天的经文就是在讲到什么叫做异端离开真理的这个异端。
And so today we want to talk about what that apostasy means, what that departing from the faith means.
所以今天我们有五大点，第一点呢，如果你我们没有这个投影机啊，所以你需要记下来。第一点就是异端的实在。
And so today we have 5 points, and because we don't have any visual aids today, it might be good for you to take notes. Our first point is the inevitability of apostasy.
所以是异端是必然的，是无可避免的，一定会存在的。为什么呢
？Apostasy must happen.It will happen. Why?
你看第一节
Look at verse 1.
他说这里第一节说圣灵明说圣灵已经告诉我们了圣灵已经告诉保罗了怎么告诉我们不知道
We should not be surprised by apostasy because in verse 1 it says the spirit expressly says.
所以这个可能是保罗知道提摩太知道大家都知道已经其实圣经里面有好多这样 的这个警告
It is something that Paul understood, it is something that Timothy understood and expected, and it is replete through the Bible.
而且呢，这个离开真道 ,depart, 这个字呢，是什么意思呢？就是说从一个地方离开到另外一个地方去。
Moreover, this term depart from the faith gives us a picture of someone leaving a certain place to go somewhere else.
好像你要搬家，你从一个地方搬到另外一个地方。
It's like moving house, when you're moving from one area to another.
搬家没有问题。
Moving house is not a problem.
从美国搬到新加坡没有问题。
Moving from the U.S. to Singapore is not.
但是你从真理里面搬出去，那个就问题大了。
But if you are moving out of the faith, the problem is big.
所以这里所讲的就是从他是讲说一个人离开真正的道理，离开神的话，离开信仰，去跟随鬼魔的信仰，这是一个很危险的事情。
And here we're talking about someone who is leaving the faith, leaving the word of God in order to pursue teachings of demons.
在一章的提摩太前书一章第六节他说有人偏离这些去传讲虚浮的话在英文圣经里面 ESV, NAS, NAS, New American 还有 NIV 都有不同的翻译我让 Glenn 跟你翻译出来给你听。
In chapter 1, verse 6 says, It says, certain persons by swerving from these have wandered away into vain discussion.
不但是 swerving, 还有呢?
It's not just swerving, but also straying from. It is also sometimes translated as wandered away from.
所以你看到这个字的意思是说他已经离开不但离开他完全的脱离的意思。
So it is not just a sense of walking away, but completely severing ties.
所以保罗称他为这个是破坏的船一般。
And that is why Paul describes them as making shipwreck of their faith.
你记得在约翰福音里面，主耶稣跟门徒说，你们要吃我的肉，喝我的血。
You remember in the Gospel of John, Jesus tells the apostles that you need to eat my flesh and drink my blood.
很多所谓信他的人，听着他这么讲之后，他们就离开，退去了，不再跟他同行。
And those who were supposed to be his disciples in John 6 says, it says, after this, many of his disciples turned back and did not walk with him.
所以这个他们的信仰是假的。
And so their faith was false.
所以他们离开了。他听了一些东西，他不喜欢的，他就离开了。
When they heard or when they were faced with teachings that were difficult or they did not like, they left.
今天的教会要讲会众喜欢听的东西。
Today's church talks about popular subjects.
你喜欢听的东西，使你高兴的东西，使到你能够成功，使到你能够得医治，使到你心里痒痒的东西，全部讲给你听。
Subjects that will make you happy, subjects that you would like to hear, subjects that will scratch the itch that you have.
但是主耶稣讲的是难听的东西。
Yet the words that Jesus spoke were sometimes hard to swallow.
但是良药苦口，但是利于病。
They might have been bitter and hard to swallow.
对你的医病有好处。
Yet they were good for you.
所以呢，有时候我们必须要把这种硬道理讲给大家听。
There is a need for us to be teaching these hard truths.
甚至我们的建国总理李光耀都说他有讲硬道理，对不对？
And in fact, that's a term that was used in a book by our former Prime Minister, Mr. Lee Kuan Yew, Hard Truths.
所以这是圣经里面提到这些传假信仰的人，所以我们讲的是不是讲我的思想，不是讲我的道理，我是要告诉你圣经讲什么，所以我念这段圣经，然后解释这段圣经，这个叫做释经讲道，把讲出来是说神的话这么讲，不是我讲的。
The Bible talks about these false teachers or false prophets, but what we are trying to do is not to preach ourselves, is to preach God's word. It is the truth that God has given us.
所以当圣经里面提到这些假师傅传讲假道理这些异端的时候，他怎么讲呢？彼得前书彼得后书二章十七节这么说，他说这些人是无水的井，是狂风吹闭的雾气，有墨黑的幽暗为他们存留。
The Bible is speaking about these false teachers in 2 Peter 2:17 says this about them. These are waterless springs and mists driven by a storm, for them, the gloom of utter darkness has been reserved.
他说地狱在等候他们。
He says that hell is waiting for them.
彼得后书二章一节是这么讲，他说从前百姓中有假先知起来，将来到你们中间，必有假师父私自引进陷害人的异端，连卖他的主也不承认，自取速速的灭亡。
2 Peter 2:1 says, But false prophets also arose among the people, just as there will be false teachers among you, who will secretly bring in destructive heresies, even denying the master who bought them, bringing upon themselves swift destruction.
所以你看到假先知、假道理，都是结果都是死亡。
False teachings and false prophets all have a common destination, which is death.
我们站在讲台不是要讲我的道理，不是讲我的思想，不是讲我的看法。我要告诉你是圣经是这么讲，这个权柄是神的话，不是我的话。
And as we stand up here, and as I stand up here to preach the word, it is not to preach myself, it is to preach God's word. The authority comes from God, not from me.
这个基本的信仰是从神来的。
That foundational faith, that truth is from God.
我们讲到神学就是圣经里面所有经文对同一个话题、课题的一个的总结的精髓。
And when we talk about theology or systematic theology, we talk about what the Bible teaches in its entirety about different subjects.
所以我们就有一个正确完整的观念。
And so we have a faithful, complete understanding.
保罗也是这么讲，在使徒行传第20:29里面提到说，他说我去之后，必有财报的豺狼进来，进入你们中间，不爱惜羊群，就是你们在中间，也有人起来说乖谬的话，引诱你们跟从他。
Paul in Acts chapter 20 says the same. I know that after my departure, fierce wolves will come in among you, not sparing the flock, and from among yourselves will arise men speaking twisted things to draw the disciples after them.
所以你看到圣经有很多地方都提醒我们说，圣灵已经明明的说了。 将来有异端，所以我们应该抓紧机会把圣经读好，只要人讲的不符合圣经，我们就知道这个是异端。
And so the Bible is very clear. It tells us in many, many parts that the Spirit expressly says that there will be some who depart from the faith. Our response should be to sink our roots into this word and to understand it so that we can identify and stand against this false teaching.
所以我们的第一点呢，就是说异端的不可避免性，异端的事实。
And so it brings us back to the inevitability of apostasy.
第二点，
Point number two，
我们要讲的是异端的解释。
We want to talk about the interpretation or the definition of apostasy.
所以到底异端是指什么？
So exactly what is apostasy?
异端不是一个人在还不明白的时候正在想办法明白，我们不是指这个，是指他已经明白了，但是他却离开了。
Apostasy is not someone who does not understand yet and is not able to obey. Apostasy is someone who understands and who has received that word but leaves.
所以这边我们讲到说他离开放弃原来的那个信仰的 faith， 他有一个冠词的 faith， 就是那个我们所相信的东西。
And so he is said to be departing from the faith， and the word the is a definite article， it is a specific faith that he departs from.
所以我们教会非常重视我们到底信什么，我们的教信仰的这个宣告是什么 ？Statement of faith， 我们的基本的神学思想是什么
？And that is why, as a church in GBF, we are so focused on what this faith is to understand what it is that we believe, and as an expression of that, to put together a statement of faith.
所以今天有很多人只知道一个题目，就站在讲台里面讲到滔滔不绝，他不知道整个神学思想是怎么样融会贯通的。整个思想是怎么样成立的，所以他们不明白神的旨意。
And there will be people today who will stand up at the pulpit knowing perhaps one or two subjects of it but not understanding how it all comes together in the full counsel of God.
所以很多教会很喜欢轮流讲台，讲台里面这个人讲完那个人讲，结果他们的思想他们的神学完全不能够融合，这个人讲的他没有一个系统，他不知道怎么样看。但是我们要知道圣经很清楚说什么呢？约雅各说，他说我不要多人做师父，因为小的必受更重的审判。
And there will be some churches who have a rotating speaker, and every week a new speaker comes, every week a new subject is spoken about. As a result, the congregation does not have a systematic concept or an understanding of the Bible. James, in James chapter 3 verse 1 says, not many of you should become teachers, my brothers.
其实在以弗所教会已经出现了，以弗所教会 里面呢，提摩太一章第七节，他说有人要做教法师，却不明白所讲的是什么，所论定的是什么。
And this is underscored even in 1 Timothy 1:7 as we have gone through before. Desiring to be teachers of the law without understanding what they are saying, all the things which they make confident assertions about.
他不知道是神论、基督论、圣灵论、这个教会论、末世论，完全不能够通的，他的神学不能够联合起来。
Their theology, their Christology, their understanding of the church, and all these various aspects of the Bible is not able to square. They can't come together.
我们要信仰在一起，我们要知道圣经里面对这个基本信仰要抓得很紧，我们在解释任何一段经文的时候都跟这些信仰不能够有冲突。
And as we're teaching the Bible from the pulpit in this church, we need to understand how everything comes together, and one aspect cannot contradict another.
所以这个非常重要。
And so that is really important.
但是在这段圣经里面我们发现另外一个很奇怪的东西。
But in this passage we notice something else.
他说这些人离弃真道，那么他提到谁离弃真道呢？是那些讲什么呢？那些禁止嫁娶、禁戒食物的人。
It talks about people who depart from the faith. But who are these people? Paul describes them as people who forbid marriage and who require abstinence from foods.
那奇怪吗？你不是讲耶稣基督，你不是讲基督论，但是你讲嫁娶很小的事情吗？讲食物非常小的事情吗？这么小的事情，为什么你马上把它变成异端呢？
So here we are talking about Christ and Christology, and then all of a sudden we talk about marriage and abstinence from foods. Aren't these small peripheral things? Why are we saying that these people are apostate?
但是你要知道，这个真正的这个假师傅可以用最简单、最没有想到的路进入教会来。
But we must understand that false teachers are able to use the most subtle of things to infiltrate the church.
所以他讲到食物，你说食物重要吗？你的神学会影响到你对食物的观念。
So is food important? Is this abstinence of food important? Well, your understanding of theology will be influenced by all of this.
所以任何有关圣经，你讲的违背圣经，你就是异端。
And whatever it is that you teach or you preach that goes against the Bible, that is false teaching.
所以这边他说，那人离开、放弃真道，为什么呢？他讲不可以吃食物，不可以吃这个，不可以吃那个，不可以嫁娶，这些呢是魔鬼的道理。
So he says these people depart from the faith because he says you cannot marry and you cannot eat certain foods. This is a teaching of demon.
所以你会看见，不单只是大的信仰教条，连很小的你讲的不符合圣经，也是极端。所以你看到我们的门越来越关越小，越关越小。So
it is not just big lofty doctrines that can constitute as false teaching. Even the smallest, most subtle things. And based on that, you can see that the doorway becomes narrower and narrower.
所以我们讲的是那个这个异端的定义，就是离开真道，你离开基本的信仰，离开这个使徒的教训，你就是成了异端。And
if you are departing from the faith, if you are departing from the teaching of the apostles, then you are apostate.
你看到第四章第一节，他说圣灵明说在后来的时候，什么是后来的时候呢？
In verse 1 of chapter 4, it says, the Spirit expressly says that in later times. What does later times mean?
其实它是指末世的时候。
Actually, he's talking about end times.
像什么时候是末世呢？
And when is end times?
其实如果你读约翰一书，他就告诉你们，他说小子们，如今已经是末世了。
If you read 1 John, you will see that it says, children, it is the last hour.
从主耶稣第四节已经开始末世的时代。
And in fact, from the time of Jesus, that was the last hour.
所以今天呢，我们已经看到很多假教导，不管你教会有多大，你的教导不符合圣经就是错。And
we see a lot of false teaching today. I don't care how large the church is, as long as the teaching goes against God's word, it is wrong.
所以我们要提防异端。And
so we need to stand against that.
第一点就是什么？异端的事实。
So our first point again is the inevitability of apostasy.
第二点是什么呢? 异端的解释。
Second point is the interpretation of apostasy.
解释或者定义,
or the description of apostasy.
为了迎合这个我们英文的这个排字母呢，我把它这样子解释，大家清楚。
But as in order to make it a nice outline, we've added interpretation.
第三点是什么呢? 就是第三点，就是那个异端的方法。
The third point is are the instruments of apostasy.
或者他用的方法。
Or the means of apostasy.
到底异端怎么来的呢？
How does apostasy come about?
你看第四节，第二节，对不起。
Look at verse 2.
他说，这是因为说谎之人的假冒。 这等人的良心如同被热铁烙惯了一般。
It says, through the insincerity of liars whose consciences are seared.
这段圣经呢，华文圣经和合本翻译的不是很准确。如果你看新译版呢，他这么翻译，他说这教训是出于说谎人的虚伪，所以是他的这个从哪里来呢？是从人来的。所以在英文圣经，它有时候翻译成 through the insincerity of liar, 或者是 by the means of the hypocrisy of liars.
In the Chinese translation, this verse does not quite capture the nuance. In the English, it says, through the insincerity of liars, or in another version, it says, by means of the hypocrisy of liars.
所以这个异端怎么来呢? 是通过假教师讲出来的。
And so how does apostasy come about? It is through the means of these false teachers.
所以你要注意这个假教导 的这个方法是什么呢？它的途径是什么呢？就是假教师站起来讲话。
And so what is the strategy or the agent of false teaching or apostasy? It is when it is spread by false teachers.
所以第二呢，这个是在教会里面，他是好像是我们当中的一个，他站起来讲一些不符合圣经的话，所以是在教会里面的。
And what this might look like could be that someone amongst the church stands up and teaches a wrong teaching.
而且这些人呢，他的良心呢已经被热铁烙惯了，所以他没有感觉的。他可以讲话呢，他完全这个信仰对他，他讲的道对他没有影响。他讲的话呢，只是一个表面功夫。
Another point is that these people have consciences that are seared, they are numb to it. The teaching or the faith that is spoken does no longer affects them in their hearts.
那么你会注意到还有一点呢，就是这些假教师呢，他们听从引诱人的邪灵和鬼魔的道理。
Fourth, these people devote themselves to teachings of demons.
啊，所以你看到吗？他离开真道，他听什么呢？他听这个魔鬼的道理。
So they not only depart from the faith, they listen to teaching of demons.
所以你看到那个字听从吗？
And do you see the word devoting themselves?
这个听从这个意思呢，不只是听听罢了。
This does not suggest a casual listening of it.
啊，他是跟随，是专注，他 devote， 他把时间精力都专注在错误的道理上面。
It is a devotion. It is a investment of time in order to pursue this false teaching.
而且这文法是现代式，是他不断的这样做。
And in fact, the language suggests that they continually do this.
所以今天我们发现很多人发现我们很多有假钞票的出现。
These days we see the appearance of a lot of false fake currencies.
啊，这个大家都知道，很多人说哎呦假钞票就花很多时间研究假钞票，这个是错误的，因为你怎么样研究它有新的款式出来，你也没有办法。你最好的方法就是研究真正的钞票，你真正的钞票越懂得越多呢，只要跟真的钞票不同就是假的。
And in order to identify these false currencies, some might spend a lot of time trying to find out what is behind these false currencies, how they're designed. But then there's so many different types of falseness and they keep coming up. The best way is instead to spend time understanding the true currency.
所以今天也是很多人说，哎呀有假的道理，有假的思想，有错误的思想，结果你花很多时间去研究错误的思想，你越研究越远，越研究越远，结果你自己中毒了。
And in the same way, in the church, there are all sorts of false teachings, all sorts of different doctrines that come up every day. Some people who chase those different doctrines down to really fully research and understand them can end up being led astray themselves.
但是我们应该劝勉大家专注在神的话，神的话你越明白越懂呢，只要跟神的话不同，你就可以知道这是假的。
But what we should be doing is to be knowing the real truth. We should be understanding the Bible and God's word. And whatever heresy or false teaching comes up, you'll be able to identify them.
就好像保罗去到比利亚、伯利恩那些的信徒，去到那里，那些人比帖撒罗尼迦的人好，为什么呢？他们天天查考圣经，看这道是与不是。
It's like when Paul was in Berea, and these believers who were more noble than the Thessalonians were eagerly searching through scriptures to see if what Paul said was true in the Bible.
所以你看到吗？这个是保罗讲到，他都要查考，何况是任何一个人讲到，何况是我讲到？你有没有查考圣经，看我讲的是不是
？Let us remember that this is Paul, the Apostle Paul. We don't have the Apostle Paul, so all the more we should be doing this.
所以你不是在听我讲，你是在听我解释圣经原本的意思。我的解释应该符合圣经的意思，如果不符合，你千万不要接受。
So you're not listening to me. You're not listening to me preach myself. You're listening to God's word. And if what I say does not square with the Bible, then please, you cannot accept it.
我的要求就是我解释圣经呢是符合圣经本来的意思。
And I need to be, or the requirement that I need to face is that whatever I say squares with the word of God.
所以我对我的要求就是，当我讲完道之后，你只听到神的话，不是我的话。
And the demand that I have for myself is that when I'm done preaching, all you hear is God's word, not my words.
我不过是个仆人。
I am merely a servant.
我不过是一个途径。
And I'm merely a means.
真正你们要听到是圣经里的话。
The real thing you want to hear is the word of God.
但是很多人要听魔鬼的道。
Yet a lot of people want to hear the teachings of demons.
所以我们在看这段圣经里面很清楚，他说他们离弃真道，离开放弃真道，然后去听魔鬼的道理。
And that's why this verse is so clear in saying that these people depart from the faith to pursue teachings of demons.
所以这个魔鬼的道理是这个道理从哪里来？你听到讲说，哎呀，这有错误的，或者他有不同的解释。我告诉你，不是不同的解释，圣经只有一个意思。你不讲圣经的意思，你讲别的意思呢？那个别的意思就是魔鬼的道理。
And you may say, oh, but it is simply a different interpretation of the Bible.The fact is, there is no other interpretation of the Bible. The Bible is intended to say what it means, and everything else is the teaching of a demon.
今天我们说圣经可以这样解那样解，很多不同的解释。我告诉你，你经中了后现代主义的毒。
And you know, today we say that there's this way of interpreting the Bible. There's another way of interpreting the Bible. Let me tell you, you are faced with a postmodern thinking.
所以你已经受他们影响了。圣经如果没有意思，圣经如果随便可以解释，叫你也不要读圣经，我也不要读圣经，因为反正听不懂，反正你也讲不懂，所以就说算了，不要讲。
If indeed the Bible is so open to interpretation as postmodernists say, then there is no need to teach it, because what you think about the Bible and what I think about the Bible, there's no yardstick.
神是一个会沟通的神，会 communicate。
God is a God that knows how to communicate.
他懂得怎么样写，他懂得怎么样写清楚。我们如果按照他方法读，我们就能够听到神的意思。
He knows how to write his scriptures in a way that we can understand.
所以很简单的，这个道理呢，从哪里来呢？魔鬼一开始就要混淆，把这个神的道理混乱了，把他让人听不见神的声音。
Where does this false teaching come from? The demons from the very start.Have lied and want to distort God's truth.
所以当亚当夏娃在伊甸园的时候，神的告诉他说，这棵树上的果子不可吃。他就说，神岂是真说？神有说吗？真的有说吗？
And so from the very start in the Garden of Eden, God said you cannot eat from this tree. But the serpent comes along to say, did he say that? Did God indeed say that?
所以他使到我们怀疑神的话。
And he causes us to be suspicious of God's word.
所以我们开始不明白了，我们开始乱了。
And then it causes confusion in our hearts, and then it causes us to not understand.
如果你读圣经，你越读越乱，就是你已经错误了，你已经走错了方向。
Look, if the more you read the Bible, the more confused you are, that means that you've gone down the wrong path.
如果你要知道我的讲道的对自己的要求，我讲道是很简单的。如果越简单越好，你听的人，哎呀，这么简单啊！这样我感谢主，我已经讲清楚。
If you want to know my requirements for preaching, my requirement is that I preach it as simple as possible, and if you understand that, then I've succeeded in doing it.
有些人觉得，哎，你讲的你的深度不够。
Some people say, oh, your preaching is not deep enough.
啊，我的深度不够，我深度本来就不够，是神的深度够。
The fact is, my preaching or I'm not as deep as you think I am. It is God's sense.
讲员，我们只要把神的话讲得清楚，讲得让你能够明白就可以了。如果我们讲到老人家也明白，孩子都明白，这个就是我们的要求。
As a preacher, my requirement is that if the people hearing me preach understand it, then I've done my job. That means if old people understand it, if young people understand it, then my job's done.
你千万不要告诉我，牧师，你讲的道很深。
Please don't tell me that, Pastor, your messages are very deep.
如果很深的意思是你听不懂，我也讲不清楚。
If indeed that is true, that simply means that you don't understand it, and I've not been very clear.
所以下一次你听不懂的时候，就牧师讲得很深。
So next time, if you don't understand something, just tell me, Pastor, you're very deep.
所以这边你看到这个假道理从哪里来呢？是从魔鬼的道理来的。
Where does this false truth teaching come from? It comes from demons.
以弗所书六章十二节也是这么说，他说我们征战的不是以血气征战，乃是那执政的、掌权的、管辖这一万世界是天中 属恶灵、属灵气的这个恶魔征战。
Ephesians 6:12 tells us that for we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places.
所以你会发现到这个道理是魔鬼的道理。我们所以我们要跟魔鬼征战，怎么征战呢？建立清楚明白神的教导，这个就是我们的征战。
And so false teaching is a teaching of demons. How do we stand against that? We need to establish ourselves on the truth, establish ourselves on the Bible.
所以在这边他讲到说，他说这个他们听从那引诱人的邪灵。
It says here that they devoted themselves to deceitful spirits.
啊，你看到引诱人 deceitful 是一个 wandering， 意思说这些人飘来飘去，没有定向的，他没有一准确的一个思想。
These deceitful spirits suggest a people who are wandering. There isn't an anchor of truth to hold them down.
真正的信息，神的信息是让人得救，这些呢是让人沉沦。
The real good news is God's gospel, which causes people to be saved. Their teaching causes people to wander.
所以你会发现，这些人呢，他的良心已经是烙惯了，他不能够感受，他只是讲一些东西，对他自己没有影响，他只是做讲给你听，对他一根手指头都不动。
These people have consciences that are seared, and for them to tell you something that is false will not affect them one bit because they don't care.
所以我们今天跟大家思想的这个主题是什么呢？要提防异端。
And so our theme today, if I might remind you, it is to beware of apostasy.
所以我们要第一点是什么呢？
What is our first point?
第一点就是异端的时代。
Our first point is the inevitability of apostasy.
第二点是什么呢？就是异端的事实啊，异端的解释。
Number two is the interpretation of the description of apostasy.
第三点是异端的方法或者途径。
Number three is are the instruments of apostasy.
现在我们看第四点。
The fourth point is the
第四点。所以没有这个投影机更清楚，对不对？
So now that we're on point four, is it not clearer without the visual?
因为它没有投影机，所以我要讲慢一点，重复多一点，其实这个比较好啊。
Because we don't have that, I have to repeat it, and actually that's better.
所以第四点是什么呢？异端的例子。
Number four is the illustration of apostasy.
我们来看第三节。
Let us look at verse three.
他说他们禁止嫁娶禁戒食物。就是神所造就的信而明白的人，感谢这领受的。
Verse 3 says, who forbid marriage and require abstinence from foods that God created to be received with thanksgiving by those who believe and know the truth.
所以这些人呢，他禁止嫁娶，他不允许人结婚。
These false teachers were forbidding marriage.
他禁止人，也是食物不可以吃。
Not only did they forbid marriage, they forbid it the people from eating a certain thing.
但是这些呢，他说就好像这个撒旦在伊甸园里面告诉他说，这个苹这个果子为什么你不可以吃？神说不可吃，神说不可以吃，他却叫你吃；神说可以吃，他叫你不要吃。
And this reminds us of what was happening in the Garden of Eden when Satan was trying to confuse Adam and Eve by saying the things that God says you cannot eat, you actually can.
所以我们要知道。神创造这里很清楚告诉我们，神所造的物都是好的，只要感受这灵受就没有一样可弃的。
Yet he says here that everything created by God is good, and nothing is to be rejected.
为什么这样的想法错误呢？原因是原来神的意思是好的，神不是要限制我们，神创造百物来给我们享受的。
The fact is, God had created everything.For our enjoyment.
你看我们在提摩太前书，你看一看六章十七节。
As we say in 1 Timothy, take a look at chapter 6 verse 17.
他说，保罗说，你要嘱咐那些今世富足的人，不要自高，不要依靠无定的钱财，要依靠什么？厚赐百物给我们享受的神。
1 Timothy 6:17 says, as for the rich in this present age, charge them not to be haughty.Not to set their hopes on the uncertainty of riches, but on God who richly provides us with everything to enjoy.
你知道吗？神赐百物给我们是做什么呢？是我们享受的。
Why does God give us all of this? It is for us to enjoy.
让我们享受的时候，哎呀，主你真好， 我们越享受我们享受我们弟兄姐妹的这个友情，我们享受朋友的友情，我们享受教会的给我们的温暖，我们享受我们的家庭。哎呀，主你真好，给我们这一切，我们来敬拜你，这个敬拜是真的。
In that enjoyment, in the enjoyment of our environment, the things that God has created, in our enjoyment of the fellowship that we share in this church, in our enjoyment of our families, in enjoyment of our friendships, we are supposed to turn to God and say, God, thank you for all these things. And our response is worship.
很多人说，哎呀，我的工作不好，我的老婆不好，我的孩子不好，我整天抱怨抱怨，没有来到教会。赞美上帝，这个赞美是假的。
And a lot of people might say, oh, my complaint and say, my job's terrible, my wife's terrible, my husband's terrible. And then they come to church and say, oh, praise the Lord, this praising is false.
这个是 hypocrisy, 这个是虚假，假冒伪善。
And it is hypocritical.
你要知道，神管理一切，神有主权掌管一切，你享受到神，神你真好。当你很感觉到神很好的时候，赞美你，你真是好，你真的是一个好神，你真的是为我们。 我们很爱你，因为你真的是一位又良善又好的主，你的赞美是真的，是从心里发出来。所以保罗说 ，Rejoice again, I say, 你喜乐。我再说，任何时候都要喜乐，当你的赞美是真的。And
when we enjoy these things and when we look around us and we give thanks for it and then we praise God for it, that worship, that praise is real.
所以你会发现到这里保罗说。 不要禁止嫁娶，嫁娶是神所设定的，是在人还没有犯罪之前，在创世纪第一章、第二章的时候设立的。And
so Paul is saying, do not forbid marriage. Marriage is an institution by God that was institutionalized at the very start in the first and second chapters of Genesis.
你知道，婚姻是一个恩赐 ，is a gift， 是一个礼物。
Marriage is a gift.
就好像哥林多前书第七章第七节，他说你们个人领受神的恩赐，一个是这样，一个是那样。他是在讲这个单身，单身是恩赐。我告诉你，结婚也是恩赐，也是神的礼物。In
1 Corinthians 7:7, Paul says that I wish that all were as I am, and Paul over here is talking about being alone, being single. But each has his own gift from God, one of a kind and one of another. And the fact is, marriage is also a gift.
所以，如果你有单身的恩赐，另外一个你有结婚的恩赐，单身的礼物、结婚的礼物都是神的礼物。所领受了之后，感谢神，你的赞美是真的。Maybe
you have the gift of singlehood. Maybe you are blessed with singlehood. Maybe someone else is blessed with marriage. We all give thanks to God, and our giving of thanks is genuine.
所以你的神学要正确，你对神的观念要神是好的。
And so our theology needs to be right. Our idea of God needs to be correct, and God is good.
陶素这么说。Tozer
said this.
如果你有来我们的祷告会，你就知道陶素，我们用过陶素这句话。他说，如果你对神的观念有错误，其实你已经犯了这个拜偶像的罪。And
in our prayer meeting on Wednesday, if you join us, you would know that we are studying or we've studied Tozer before, and Tozer says this. That if your concept or your understanding of God is wrong, you are practicing idolatry.
这个非常严重，就是你在拜另外一个神。
And that is huge, because that means that you're worshipping a different God.
神的意思是好的，神要你，他创造婚姻，他创造一个男的，一个女的，是要你享受他的恩典，他给你家庭是要你享受他的恩典，他给你这个食物是要你享受的。
God means for good. He has given you a wife, a husband. He has given you a family. He has given you food. All this for your enjoyment.
但是这里或许你会有一个思想，像那些旧约里面不是讲到说有一些食物、有一些动物是不洁净的吗？不可以吃吗？为什么他说这里凡所造的都是好，都可以吃呢
？Perhaps you're asking in your head right now, but doesn't the Old Testament tell us that certain things had to be avoided? Why does it now say that? Everything was created by God for good.
基督徒，我们需要遵守旧约的说，哎，这些是不洁净的食物，我们不吃吗？
Should the Christian say, "Oh no, these things are unclean. I can't eat them."
很多人说，哎呀，不，有食物应该要吃。
Some people say, "No, no, hey, this is food. We must eat it."
我们中国人民以食为天，这个是很重要的事 ，food very important.
As Chinese people, we believe that food is very important.
但是我告诉你，食物呢？ 午餐这个餐呢，餐饮。 引呢很重要，那圣经很重要，圣经神主耶稣的重要的教训都是通过早餐晚餐传达的，所以吃很重要。
But let me tell you, food or meals has a very significant place in the Bible, and a lot of Jesus' teachings were done at the meal table.
我们说旧约的这些不洁净的食物，我们可以吃还是不可以吃？其实我们的问题是说，我们基督徒是不是应该守旧约的律法
？And when we ask ourselves, should Christians avoid certain unclean foods? What we're really asking ourselves is, should Christians uphold the Old Testament laws?
很多人说，哎呀，我们旧约必须要守旧约的律法，但是呢，哦，我们不守这个 civil law， 我们不守 ceremonial， 就是仪式的，我们不守那些民事的，我们不守，我们只是守道德的，就是实践。
And some people is wanting to obey these laws, say, oh no, but we don't obey the civil laws or the ceremonial laws and are selective of the laws.
我告诉你，这种想法呢是人的想法，圣经完全没有把旧约的律法分成三种。这是后来的人讲，我引用一个圣经，这个犹太人的圣经学者的话给你听。
And what that's doing is creating false categories of the law which the Bible never stipulates.
啊，有一个犹太人的圣经学者，他在这本这个弥赛亚的这个释经圣经里面提到，这个人他有好多的这个解经书非常好的。他就解释，他说在旧约里面呢，犹太人的对律法的观念是613条旧约的律法呢全部都要守，是 one unit， 是一个单位，你破坏一个就破坏，你犯了一个犯了全部。这个就是雅各书所讲的，凡守全律法的在一条跌倒就是犯了众条。
And I would like to use a passage from a Jewish scholar who wrote the Messianic Bible study, and his point was that the laws of Moses contain 613 commandments in total. They are considered a single unit, and the minute you flout one law, you flout them all. And it is what James in chapter 2 verse 10 says, whoever keeps the whole law and yet stumbles in one point, he has become guilty of all.
圣经里面呢，神的律法就是神的律法，没有分成什么这个道德律法、民事法跟这个礼仪法，没有这样分，全部要就全部守，要就全部不守。
And the Bible never tells us about these divisions of laws. There is no such thing as a civil or ceremonial law inside the Bible. If you've not followed one, you've not followed them all.
所以这个就是我告诉你，圣经里面提摩太所讲，有些人想做教法师，他不知道自己在论断什么。
And that is why.In Timothy, Paul says that some people want to be teachers, but they have no clue what they're teaching.
他不明白圣经，他没有读完整本圣经，他对整个神学不了解。
They don't understand the Bible, they haven't read through it, and they don't understand the theology.
他不知道神在旧约的意思，他不知道神在新约的意思，他不知道神将来的意思。
They don't understand God in the Old Testament, God in the New Testament, or God in the future.
是的，我们知道神的话一点一话都不能够。一点一画都必须要成就，神的话不能够这个 broken， 不能够什么？什么？废弃？对，谢谢。
We understand that God's word, not one jot or tittle will pass away.
所以神的话一定要完成。
All of it must be accomplished.
但是我告诉你，神在旧约有旧约的意思，在新约有新约的意思，你不明白神的意思。
But let me tell you that God has His intentions in the Old Testament, and He has His intentions in the New Testament.
我让你看一段圣经。
Let me show you a piece of scripture.
很多人不明白这些，然后他去做教法师、做教师，讲了很多话，结果引使到很多人跌倒。他完全不明白。你看希伯来书。
Let me show you a piece of scripture that I want you to see. A lot of people.Think they understand what they're teaching and they end up being teachers and as a result lead people astray.
我们在讲使徒行传的时候，我们花很多时间讲这个题目。
And as we were going through the book of Acts, we spent a lot of time on this particular subject.
所以我今天只是稍微提一提，就让你明白。
And so I'm just gonna, you know, casually look through it today.
我们只是稍微解释，如果你还有问题，我们可以私下打我。
And we will be doing a quick overview of it, and if you have more questions, you can always come to me.
你看希伯来书第七章,
look at Hebrews chapter 7.
你看第十一节,
look at verse 11.
希伯来书第七章第十一节,
Hebrews 7:11.
他说, 从前百姓在利未人祭司自认以下受律法, 这个是讲旧约的律法, 倘若借着这自认能得完全, 就何用另起一位祭司, 照做麦基洗德的人子不照做亚伦的等次呢?
Verse 11 reads, now if perfection had been attainable through the Levitical priesthood, for under it the people received the law, what further need would there have been for another priest to arise after the order of Melchizedek, rather than one named after the order of Aaron?
所以这里讲的另外一位祭司就是主耶稣。
Over here it talks about another priest, that is Jesus.
主耶稣是从什么支派来的?
And which order does Jesus come out of?
犹大支派。
He comes from Judah.
犹大支派有哪一个犹大支派做祭司的?
Which one from the tribe of Judah has been a priest?
这样主耶稣你怎么可以做祭司?
How can Jesus be a priest if he's not from,
但是这里说什么呢?利未人的祭司呢? 如果可以完全,意思说不完全。
So over here it says that through the Levitical priesthood, now if perfection had been attainable through the Levitical priesthood, it's suggesting that it had not.
所以这个旧约的律法是不能够完成，所以神起了另外一个方法，就是通过麦基洗德的等次，另外立，不是按照，所以主耶稣不是从利未支派，从犹大支派，他已经犯了什么旧约的律法。
And that means the law could not bring perfection. It could not attain it. And as a result, Jesus Christ came under the order of Melchizedek, but he was not from the Levitical priesthood.
所以我们问大家,律法可以更改吗?爱主的弟兄姐妹都说,不可以更改,律法怎么可以更改?
So I ask you, can the law be changed? And well-intentioned brothers and sisters would say, no, you can't change the law.
你看第十二节,
but look at verse 12.
他说,祭司的等自认既已更改,祭司的自认已经更改了,律法也必须什么?更改,你看到没有?不是我的话,是圣经的话。
Verse 12 says this, when there is a change in the priesthood, there is necessarily a change in the law as well. These are not my words, but they are God's words.
所以律法已经更改了,律法是可不可以更改?
So the law has changed. Can the law be changed?
我不可以更改,神可以更改。
I can't change it, God can.
所以你看第十三节,因为这话是指着那的人是本属别的支派, 那支派没有一个人事后祭坛, 我们的祖分明是从犹大出来, 但这个支派摩西并没有提到祭司, 倘若照着麦基洗德的样式, 另外起一位祭司起来, 我的话就更显而易见了, 他成为祭司, 不是照着肉体的条例, 乃是照着无穷生命之大能。
Verse 13, it says, For the one of whom these things are spoken belong to another tribe, from which no one has ever served at the altar. For it is evident that our God was descended from Judah, our Lord was descended from Judah, and in connection with that tribe, Moses said nothing about priests. Verse 15, this becomes even more evident when another priest arises in the likeness of Melchizedek, who has become a priest not on the basis of a legal requirement concerning the bodily descent, but by the power of an indestructible life.
你再看十七节，因为他给他们做见证说，你是照着麦基洗德的本事，永远做祭司，从来没有一个祭司做永远的，他是永远的。
Verse 17, it says, for it is witnessed of him, you are a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek, and there has been no priest that has served forever.
你看第十八节，注意看第十八节。
Look at 18.
先前的条例就是旧约的律法。 因软弱无益，所以废掉，你看到没有?
Verse 18 says, for on the one hand, a former commandment, that is the law, is set aside.
你看到他讲到旧约的律法软弱无益，所以废掉。
The Old Testament law is described in the second part of that verse as weakness and uselessness.
第十九节说,律法原是一无所成。
And in 19, it goes on to say, for the law made nothing perfect.
让我解释一下。
Let me explain.
旧约的律法呢，他说是软弱无益，所以废掉。我们的华人圣经翻译过头了，不是废掉神的话，神的律法没有废掉，是 set aside， 把它放在一边，不是毁坏。神的律法是放在一边，意思说神的旧约的旨意完成了没有？完成了，主耶稣完成了，把它放在一边。现在是新约的开始。
Just I would like to say a note on this verse. In the Chinese Bible, it says that the former commandment has been done away with, but I think it has gone a step too far. In the English, it says that the former commandment, which is the Old Testament law, has been simply set aside. God's purposes with the Old Testament has been accomplished.
所以主耶稣已经完成了旧约所要求的，已经 set aside 离开了。我们要跟随，不是跟随旧约的律法，我们是跟随耶稣基督的律。
This Old Testament law, whatever God's purposes were, has been fulfilled. And so it is now set aside. The rest of us are now following the law of Jesus.
我再说一遍，我们有，如果你要的话，我们有这个录音，过去我们讲很多有关这一方面的，很详细的解。现在我简单的说，基督徒需要守旧约律法吗？我说不需要。为什么？圣经已经怎么讲？基督徒不需要守律。主耶稣已经说，食物也好，祭物也好，祭祀也好，全部已经完成在边，你不需要守。这样基督徒可以自由犯罪吗？不是。现在我们守的是基督的律，所以这两块是分开的。
Now, if you would like, we have many recordings on this subject from the past, but and so what I'll do is very quickly go through it here. But in short, the answer to the question, does a Christian need to obey Old Testament law? The answer is no. All of that has passed away. We now follow Jesus' law.
如果你要守立约旧约的律法，你全部要守六百一十三条，不要选择来守。你犯了一条就是犯了众条，所以你不守就是全部不守。
If you really want to follow Old Testament law, you will need to follow the entire unit of 613 commandments. If you choose to not follow one, then don't follow them all.
但是主耶稣在新约里面给我们的教训里面也说不可杀人，要敬拜神，要等等。耶稣所讲的都讲，都守，但是耶稣没有讲说要守安息日。
But can we then do aside with all these things? Well,Jesus has given a new law in the New Testament, and he says these things need to be followed.
这是两个不同的，耶稣所讲的我都听，旧约里面是给旧约的，所以这边已经分开了。所以你看到这里呢，我们已经看到旧约所要做的事情呢，就是要把人圈在律法之下，让人知道需要引我们进更美的指望。你看第十九节下半段，律法原是以物所成，就引我们到更美的指望，靠着这指望可以来到神的面前，就是主耶稣基督。
These two laws have been set aside and they are different. Whatever Jesus says we do, we do. But this has been set aside. And the whole purpose of the Old Testament law was, as verse 19 says, that it is to point us to a better hope through which we draw near to God.
或许我让大家转到加拉太书，我快要结束了啊！你转到加拉太书看一看，第三章二十二节。
Perhaps what we can do is turn to Galatians, even as we close. Galatians chapter 3.
三章二十二节。
Chapter 3, verse 22.
三章二十二节。
Galatians chapter 3, verse 22.
他说，三章二十二节找到吗？他说，但圣经把众人都圈在罪里，使我们使所应许的福音因信耶稣基督归给那信的人。那么我们跳到第二十四节，这样律法是我们训蒙的师父，引我们到基督那里，使我们因信称义。
Verse 22 says, but the scripture imprisoned everything under sin, so that the promise by faith in Christ, in Jesus Christ, might be given to those who believe. And then we jump over to verse 24. So then, the law was our guardian until Christ came, in order that we might be justified by faith.
所以这里讲到什么呢？神把这个旧约的律法把它列出来，是让我们知道我们根本不可能靠着律法得救，不能够靠着律法称义。
And so we see that there is no way that we can come to the law and be saved. There's no hope in it.
所以希伯来书说律法一无所成。
And that's why in the book of Hebrews it says the law is weak and useless.
意思是说,它不能使我们得救,不是说它不好,它好的就是神的律法。
It is not to say that it is not a good law. It is just if what he's saying is that it cannot give us salvation.
但是旧约的律法已经完成了神给他的旨意。
Yet, God's purposes was fulfilled in the Old Testament.
我们来到新约。
And now we come to the New Testament.
我们来到新约的时候呢，神要神给我们的就是律，耶稣所教导的，我们都听，我们是靠恩典，不是靠律法。
And in the New Testament, whatever Jesus has given us to live by, we live by. We are dependent on grace, not law.
很多人说我们守十诫而已，那么十诫你都守不全，因为安息日你没有守。
Well, some people say, okay, well, we only follow the Ten Commandments. But the fact is, you have not even really fully followed the Ten Commandments because you've not observed the Sabbath.
啊，这个不是，啊，这个，而且呢，我们现在在礼拜天，我们改了在礼拜天，你律法可以改吗？
But you say, oh no, I've changed the Sabbath now to Sunday, but can the law be changed?
啊，是你讲的，圣经没有这么做的，你会仔细看。 实际上，我们讲是这整个旧约律法已经完成了神他定下来的旨意，现在在新约按在基督的律，这个保罗所说的基督的律，主耶稣所教导的，我们都去遵行。But
that is an arbitrary reading of it and an arbitrary following of it. Whatever God had purpose in the Old Testament has now passed away, and everything that Jesus has taught us to live by, we now live according to.
我让你看多一处经文，我们就要结束了。
And again, in closing, we would like you to take a look at another verse.
哥罗西书二章十六节。
Colossians chapter 6, chapter 2, verse 16. Colossians 6, 2, verse 16.
哥罗西书二章十六节。 他说，所以不拘在饮食或者节期或者月朔。 安息日都不可能人论断你，这原来是后世的影儿，那形体是基督。所以什么呢？我们不可让人故作谦虚和敬拜天使，就做去年的奖赏。这等人呢，是狗尼所见过的，随着自己的欲心，无故的自高自大，不持定元首等等。
Colossians 2:16. Therefore, let no one pass judgment on you in questions of food and drink, or with regard to a festival, or a new moon, or a Sabbath. These are a shadow of things to come, but the substance belongs to Christ. Let no one disqualify you, insisting on asceticism and worship of angels, going on in detail about visions puffed up without reason by his sensuous mind, and not holding fast to the head, from whom the whole body, nourished and knit together through its joints and ligaments, grows with a growth that is from God.
所以你再看这十节，你们若是与基督同时脱离了世上小学， 为什么仍在世上世俗中活着，服从了不可尝、不可摸等类的规条呢？ 这都是人所吩咐的、所教的、说到一切真用的时候都败坏了。这些规条呢，使人徒有智慧之名，用私意崇拜、自表谦卑、苦大己身，其实在坑子的肉体的情欲上是毫无功效的。
And we continue into verse 20. If with Christ you died to the elemental spirits of the world, why, as if you were still alive in the world, do you submit to regulations? Do not handle, do not taste, do not touch, referring to things that all perish as they are used, according to human precepts and teachings. These have indeed an appearance of wisdom in promoting self-made religion and asceticism and severity to the body, but they are of no value in stopping the indulgence of the flesh.
所以基督徒已经不再守这些不可摸、不可当，什么都不，我们是在跟随，在是靠着主耶稣的恩典，按照主耶稣的教训来行。
And Christians today do not have to follow this, do not handle, do not taste, do not touch. We all now depend on the grace of Jesus in order to live according to his will.
所以呢，我们 不需要守旧约的律法，但是呢，旧约有没有好处？有，我们会讲的。特别是在希伯来书的时候，我们会讲的更多。我们也跟在这里不断的教导大家旧约的道理，特别是篇啊、箴言啊，我们传道书，我们常常讲。So,
do Christians need to follow the Old Testament law? The answer is no. Is the Old Testament law good? Yes. And we will continue to talk about it and teach its truths from the pulpit, especially when we talk about the book of Hebrews, when we go into Psalms and other places.
所以我们要，你知道吗？ 如果你不对神的话语，没有完整的认识呢，你就教导人走错误的道路。你一走错误的道路，道理呢，你就越来越远离神的话。And
we see that if someone does not have the full counsel of God, but only knows certain areas, they have a very big tendency to lead people astray.
所以很多人就对圣旧约有错误的印象，对旧约律法有错误的印象，结果呢，他们就造成许多的问题。
And as a result of that, a lot of people have a wrong understanding of the Old Testament, and a lot of problems arise from that.
所以异端就出现。And
therefore apostasy comes about.
所以我们看到这，其实我们当中，我们特别在美国当中很多的这个犹太人在我们当中，是我们讲的，他们明白的。所以不是说我们不认为犹太人有问题，不是认为旧约的有问题，完全没有，这些都是神的话，都是，但是他有他的时间性。 他的用途，他用完了，他就set aside，把它放在一边，然后现在神的旨意在新约，那么神的旨意在千禧年有他的意思，我们要明白，然后整个我们挂整个系统放一起来看，就看得清楚。Now
we want to clarify that it is not to say that any of this the Old Testament is not good or not useful and the fact is, in the U.S., there were many Jews amongst us, and as we learn from these things, they understood these things. However, we want to say that God's purposes in the Old Testament have been accomplished, and we now live under the law of Jesus. And so we need to beware of apostasy. What's the first point? The inevitability of apostasy.
第二呢是异端的解释,
the interpretation or understanding of apostasy.
异端的这个方法,
the instruments of apostasy.
那么异端的例子,
the illustration of apostasy.
最后一点,
final point.
两分钟,
2 minutes.
异端的杜绝,
the insulation from apostasy.
你看第四第五节,
第四节, verse 4 and 5.
第四第五节,
verse 4 and 5
或者看第五节就好了,
just verse 5 of the first Timothy.
这些事呢若感谢领受人就没有一样可弃都因神的道和人的祈求成为圣洁,
for it is made holy by the word of God and prayer.
意思说什么食物都可以吃，为什么呢？因为是神的道说的嘛。 他在旧新约里面，彼得看到这个食物降下来，那么主耶稣的教导，保罗的教导，这些都是圣灵通过使徒保罗、使徒彼得先这个教导我们，他是这么讲，我们就这么做。所以呢，你要提防异端，就是要按照圣经多读圣经，多明白圣经，知道你的信仰立场，你就能够明白，你就能够杜绝。
What this means is that the word of God has made everything acceptable to consume. We look at the examples or the teachings of Peter when he saw a gigantic sheep come down from heaven and with all these animals. We see the teachings of Paul and we understand that all of these things are good for us to eat. What does this mean? It means that in order to stand against apostasy, we need to understand the teachings of God and the Bible.
所以他说，这些食物呢，是因为神的道和人的祈求。这个祈求的意思是，刚才有讲到说，感谢你感谢了领受，这个感谢就是祷告的一个其中一个方法，一个表现。你感谢神是祷告的一个表现，所以你神的话说可以，你就感谢了领受，已经是圣洁了，你可以吃。
We see in the last part of verse 4 that it says received with thanksgiving. And then we talk about how it is made holy by the word of God and prayer. And thanksgiving is a component of prayer. And as we give thanks for the food and everything that God gives us, we are able to partake in this and enjoy it.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们要提防异端。
So brothers and sisters, we need to beware of apostasy.
怎么样提防异端呢？ 好好读主的话，持守信仰。
How do we be aware of apostasy? We need to be firm and understand God's word.
我知道这个需要一个长时间，所以我们释经讲到一章一章的讲，一章一章的讲，一直讲下去，使到我们一个长时间的在神的教导底下的教导圣经底下的，我们的信仰，我们的信心就越来越强，越来越强。
And yes, I understand that this takes time. And that's what we're trying to do here. Each week, as we preach the word expositorially and as we go verse by verse, over time, that will help us understand the full counsel of God. Because if you are apostate, your end goal is condemnation.
So we need to be careful. If you are really believing Jesus, really listening to the word of God, you cannot leave the faith.
So we need to be steadfast. And if you are a true believer, you will not depart from the faith. Those who do show simply that they never were believers in the first place. Jesus said, if you love my word, then you are my disciple. So we encourage everyone to read the Bible and stand firm in your faith. Let us close in prayer. Our Father, we thank you for this passage and this word of warning. And Lord, it is extra real for us, even as we look around us and we see what's happening both in the world and in the church, Lord. We see how the wisdom of the world and its false teachings have infiltrated churches, have drawn people away. We see people around us, even people whom we might know, departing from the faith. We pray, Father, that we would not be discouraged by this, but that we would stand firm, that it would galvanize our faith, and that we would sink our roots truly and deeply into the Word of God, that we might enjoy it, that we might consider it sweet, Lord, and that we might live out our lives according to your will. In Jesus' name we pray.